Well, welcome, listeners, to our fashion article for this month. It is April 16th, 2016, and we're happy to be with you here today. I'm excited to be here talking about fashion with you, listeners. And I have two panelists with me on the show today as well. I'm not sure if they're excited, but let's find out who they are.
Hi, it's Serena, and I am very excited because I just love fashion.
And it's Albert. I'm not sure yet, but I am excited to be here with Serena and Amanda again, talking about Advance.
And we know that you love to educate the listeners on the show, so we're happy to have you here, Albert.
Thank you.
Maybe we can swing you over to see, as a fashionista, you know, what these colors mean to us. But we're happy to be here on the show today. And I see in our deck we learn about the different colors for 2016. Serena, what are the colors for 2016?
Well, it says rose quartz and serenity are the colors of the year.
And we start off in our title saying fashionista alert. What do we mean by that, Albert?
This is a term that I did not use until we started picking this article. Fashionista is someone who works in or writes about the fashion industry. That makes sense.
Right. And often you'll hear people say, oh, they're a fashionista, which means that they identify with the fashion industry. Perhaps they're a blogger talking about the fashion industry, or perhaps they write for a magazine talking about the different fashion that's coming out. And I think we've seen an increase over the last few years of fashion bloggers doing a lot more on the internet. Have you seen that, Serena?
I've seen definitely, and a lot more online shopping as well.
And I think just the everyday person. Before, in the fashion industry, we would have major brands or magazines really determining what was happening in the fashion world. And now we have what we call street fashion. There's a lot of fashionistas blogging about street fashion. And there's really been an increase of people doing that in the last few years, and even being able to be self-employed through that.
You know what, Amanda? I really like that you're telling me about this and just learning about it, because, you know, sometimes in industry it's crowded, or there's people who dominate it, and there's only like one or two or three options where you have to follow it. But now on an individual level, anybody at home can become a fashionista and do their recommendations, and now you can find someone who you have a closer affinity to. Like, oh, you know what? Amanda and I probably grew up in the same country or city, and I like the way she dresses and the, you know, the fashion recommendations she gives out. Then I can follow her to get advice for what to pick up for my mom, my sisters, or whatnot, like that.
Right, and I think there's also been an increase due to YouTube channels, where people are able to start their own YouTube channel, talk about fashion, and then have followers that subscribe to it and find an increase perhaps in the different kind of fashion that they like. So there's really been an increase all round about this. So for them, color of the year is very important, and what trends are happening, what's happening in shopping, all these things really do affect the industry. Well, let's find out more as we start our first reading for today. Listeners, you can join us on page 30 at the top of the column, the Pantene Color Institute.
Fashionista alert. Rose, quartz, and serenity are the colors of the year. The Pantone Color Institute. For the first time, the industry color authority chose not one, but two colors. Palest pink and baby blue, aka rose, quartz, and serenity. Color fluency. It's all about the blend, declared Pantone in announcing the pick. This is a bit of a shocker, said Carrie Olson of Core Interior Design, St. Paul, Minnesota, reacting to the newly anointed duo. But taking a deeper look, it's telling. Both are peaceful colors, she noted. I think that is something everyone would like a little more of everywhere. Peace was, indeed, on Pantone's mind, according to Executive Director Leatrice Eisman in a release announcing the pick. Joined together, Rose Quartz and Serenity demonstrate an inherent balance between a warmer, embracing rose tone and the cooler, tranquil blue, reflecting connection and wellness, as well as a soothing sense of order and peace. Today's consumers seek mindfulness and well-being as an antidote to modern-day stresses. Pantone noted, baby soft colors provide a welcome psychological security blanket.
Well, the subheading of this paragraph is the Pantone Color Institute, and they are a leading institute in branding, in just different areas or different, shall we say, industries. And so what they do is they choose different colors to represent different years. And so they're a leading voice about what is going to happen for the color of the year. Now, what do we learn in this first paragraph, Albert?
We learned that we have not one, but two colors this year, which is a first. And the two colors are palest pink and baby blue, or aka also known as rose quartz and serenity.
Right. And so here we see aka also known as. So another name for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you heard the words palest pink and baby blue compared to rose quartz and serenity, is there any difference there, Serena?
I don't think so, but when I think of pale colors like pale pink and pale blue, I just think of something peaceful and calm.
Right. What do you think, Albert?
I think of the maternity ward in a hospital, and what I mean is where babies are usually put and secured, you know, looked after a recent birth.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Palest pink, or what we call baby pink, is usually for little baby girls, and baby blue is for baby boys.
Right.
Well, I think it's interesting that we see that the Pantone Color Institute has chosen two colors. For those of you that don't know much about them, they have chosen only one color in previous years. So this is a breakthrough, choosing two colors, or should we say they're doing something a little bit different. And they've used the names Rose Quartz. It's another way to describe color. Now, I think that's very important for our listeners to know. We have lots of different ways to describe colors, especially if you are going to paint the wall in your house, mm-hmm. and you go to the store to choose paint. It may be a bit overwhelming because there are so many different names for colors, especially because there are different shades of a color, whether it's lighter or darker or more bright or more dull. You often find purple is not just purple. It may be lavender or amethyst. There are different names for colors. So especially if you are working in the fashion industry or anything to do with color, it is good to familiarize yourself with the different names that colors have. If you don't know, don't worry. Usually you can buy what we call patches, right? You go to the store and they have color patches. And they usually have the different names under those color patches. Well, let's learn a little bit more about color fluency. What does that mean? Being familiar with colors. We hear from Pantene, the institute themselves, it's all about the blend. And what does Carrie Olson, an interior designer, have to say, Albert?
She says it's a bit of a shocker. Usually, you know, there's like you previously mentioned, there's only one color. But to pick two colors, what are they thinking about? I also like the names for it. Baby blue and palest pink sound a little bit dull, boring, but rose quartz? Sophisticated. Serenity, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in our specialized terms, the, you know, rose quartz is a variety of a mineral pink, and serenity is a light blue color. If you pick up our magazine, you can see these colors for yourself. They're pretty nice.
And I think just remember that Pantone is also about branding. Mm. And branding has a lot to do with words and vocabulary and how you use that vocabulary. So rose quartz, probably for some people in the marketing world, it has a lot stronger sound to it compared to palest pink.
Mm.
So they really want to use words that are going to bring that color to life and also help with branding of something.
Right.
Nicely said.
Well, we see that Carrie Olsen was reacting to the newly anointed duo, here being two colors rather than one. Well, what do we mean when we say newly anointed duo, Serena?
Well, anointed means to choose someone to do a particular job, usually by a person in authority.
Right, so these two colors have been appointed or anointed to do the job of being Colors of the Year for 2016. But taking a deeper look, it's telling. What does it mean when we say something is telling, Albert?
When you say something is telling, it usually means like there's an obvious clue or a hint at what is trying to be implied.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is being implied here?
That they are both peaceful colors. And it's like she notes that it's something that everyone would like to see a little bit more of around the world. Mm-hmm. Peaceful colors, serenity, peace, harmony.
Right. And in fact, we learn from the executive director of Pantone that peace was indeed on their mind.
Right.
And when they released this announcing, or when they announced the pick of these two colors, what did, her name is Latrice Eisman, what did she say about that, Serena?
She said they joined together, rose quartz and serenity demonstrate an inherent balance between a warmer, embracing rose tone and the cooler, tranquil blue reflecting connection and wellness.
So they both have represent different qualities about peace. Okay, so first of all, we see a warmer, embracing rose tone. Okay, so again, we see words that are describing the color. They're describing rose quartz. They describe it as warmer and embracing. When you think of roses, of course, because it comes from the flower, roses come in many different colors, but here is talking about the roses that have this pink quality to them. And of course, roses are a flower that people like to get. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you like red roses from your other, you know, your partner, or perhaps you like pink flowers or pink roses. But here is showing a warmer tone to it. Compared to, what is the color of the blue here, Albert?
It's a tranquil blue, and tranquil just reflects something that is peaceful and soothing.
Mm.
Similar to the word serenity.
Exactly.
So, listeners, you're really getting a glimpse at a lot of the language used to describe colors here. For example, when you see the ocean, some people describe it specifically in a tropical area where you go to relax as tranquil blue. And but here we see that both these colors combined reflect what, Albert?
A connection and wellness, as well as a soothing sense of order and peace. And now I'm like, you know, when I started getting into this article, I was thinking, colors, how does that really like convey this? And I thought more about it, and, you know, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, Serena and Amanda, but I feel like if this is the industry leader and they're setting it and people start picking up on it, maybe it'll be in their clothes. Maybe it'll be on the paint of a building or walls or, you know, wallpapers. And I feel like over time, it'll add to it. When people see a really calm, soothing blue, you know, it'll help them a little bit. Sometimes, you know, in hospitals, some sections of the hospital is painted a certain color to help people relax and make them peaceful. So this really does play into our psychology and our perspectives.
Oh, right.
Definitely. That kind of reminds me, when I was in ninth grade, I was shopping, and I saw these pair of bright yellow shoes. And when I saw them, they just made me look really happy. And they were kind of like a yellow camouflage type boot. And so I bought them. And the next day at school, my friends were making fun of me, calling me banana boots.
Oh, no.
But I just love the colors so much because it just made me feel happy. And it was very stylish, and I just loved it. So you're right. It does have a lot to do with how you feel when you look at a color.
Right. Color has been shown through science to affect our mood. And like Albert said, hospitals do use colors to calm people down. And that's why we have these different adjectives attached to color. For example, tranquil blue. Why is it called tranquil? Because it makes you feel tranquil. It makes you feel like you are at peace. And so that is what they're hoping to achieve with the connection of these two colors. And it says, as well as a soothing sense of order and peace. Well, what are today's consumers seeking, Serena?
They're seeking mindfulness and well-being as an antidote to modern-day stresses. And an antidote is just a way of preventing or acting against something bad.
Right. So today we encounter a lot of modern day stresses. What would be some examples of modern day stress, Albert?
Working overtime or having, just when you're at working or maybe if you're going to school and you have to study a lot.
Right. Traffic.
Yes, traffic.
Yeah. Being stuck in a traffic jam. Busyness, commuting, you know.
Definitely.
If you're at the subway, there's a lot of people around you, a lot of noise going on. Just different things in our modern day life that lead us to be stressed out. Now, we're hoping here that this is an anecdote. So, we're hoping that the colors will do what?
We're hoping that it will be a remedy. An antidote is usually a remedy that relieves something. Sometimes maybe it's poison or sometimes it can be something like stress. So, we're looking for an antidote that will relieve us of this.
Right.
And we go on to see that these baby soft colors, they're also described that way, provide a welcome psychological security blanket. And what is a security blanket, Serena?
A security blanket is a soft object, such as a small piece of cloth or a toy, which is very familiar to a baby or young child, and it makes them feel safe. So that's why a lot of babies or, you know, toddlers, they hold a stuffed animal or blanket because it makes them feel very comfortable and secure.
Right. So this is referring back to, Albert, what you were saying about hospitals, knowing what colors to use to affect our mood. And here, these colors will be a security blanket for what's going on in our life.
Do we happen to know the reason behind the need for a security blanket? I think it's because babies like holding onto something or covering them so it feels like a mother's warm embrace. Mm. Am I correct in thinking that?
I think that's pretty close to the reason why they like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's continue on in our next reading to find out who in the past were the previous winners of Color of the Year.
Previous winners. The new color duo follows last year's ruddy brown Marsala, a sharp turn after several years of bright, bold colors. Remember Radiant Orchid and Tangerine Tango? In the past, the colors had been so regal and rich, said Renee Keller. Renee Keller, Interior Design, Minneapolis. This, the new duo, is so serene. It's a nice, calming change. It's easy to picture baby pink and blue showing up on cuddly sweaters. But will these hues cross over from fashion to furniture and interior design? They already have, according to Olson. There was a lot of this pink at the recent High Point Furniture Market, so the industry is reflecting this already. Pastels are prime. Both are soft, subtle shades we associate with babies, yet they have dusty undertones that make them more interesting, Olson noted. Olson thinks both colors will marry well with the grays and deep browns that currently play a strong role in contemporary color palettes. Mixing metals with these two colors will be fun, she said.
Well, rose quartz and serenity are the colors of 2016, but two colors haven't always been colors of the year. We see in Pantone Color Institute that previously they chose one color, not two colors. But we see that the new color duo follows last year, ruddy brown masala. Now, I think we've seen this color. And Albert, how would you describe for our listeners this ruddy brown masala?
I want to say it's a little bit earthy, or for lack of better words, it's dirty. It's dirt.
Right. Yeah, it's what we see in the ground, right?
It's a little bit copper-ish.
Soil.
Yeah.
A little bit like soil, like a dark browny red color. Right. And of course, that soil you may only see in certain countries around the world. But this is a sharp turn after several years of bright, bold colors. Now, when we say something is a sharp turn, what do we mean by that, Serena?
It just means it wasn't very popular before, but all of a sudden it's becoming popular and becoming the trend.
Right, going in a different direction,
right?
And so in the past, we've had bright, bold colors. As we see with these two colors, rose quartz and serenity, they're quite pale, quite soft in color, not bright and bold at all. In the past, what are some bright colors they've had, Albert?
We have had radiant orchid, and Tangerine Tango.
Like
really
that name.
Fun names.
And actually, I remember that color being color of the year.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it wasn't really a color I was attracted to before. But when that came out, I thought, wow, I like it. I like it a lot.
The Tango?
Yeah, the Tango. The Tangerine Tango. Well, we see that in the past, the colors have been so regal and rich. And what does regal mean, Serena?
Regal means something very special and suitable for a king, so something majestic in a noble way.
Right, and this is said by Renee Keller. They're an interior designer from Minneapolis, and they go on to say that this new duo is so serene. It's a nice, calming change from the bright, bold colors. Now, what do we learn in our next sentence, Albert?
That it's easy to picture baby pink and blue showing up on cuddly sweaters, and that these hues will cross over from fashion to furniture and interior design, which is the question, will they?
Right, because we think of them as baby colors,
mm-hmm.
right? But would that work on furniture, or will it work in high fashion? Well, what's already happening, Serena?
Well, they already have, according to Olsen, there was a lot of this pink. So the industry is reflecting this already.
Right, and we see that at the recent High Point Furniture Market. Now, you may be wondering, what is the High Point Furniture Market? It is a big trade fair of home furnishings for the world. It's held in High Point, North Carolina. It happens twice a year, one in April and another in October. It goes for 6 days at a time. And it's a time of year where the industry comes together and they show the latest trends. And there's about 70 to 80,000 attendees from 100 countries that go to this. And so if this market is already reflecting the colors of the year, and if that's being received well, then that is a good forecast for the rest of the year. So what do we learn in this next paragraph, Albert?
That pastels are prime. Both are soft, subtle colors that we associate with babies, yet they have a dusty undertones that make them more interesting. Now, when you have an undertone, it's something that's not particular or not obvious, but it's underneath the layers. It's right there.
Right.
So maybe not at first seen, but as you look at it closer, you can see what characteristics it has.
Right.
And it says here that that makes it more interesting. Well, what does Olsen think, Serena?
Well, Olsen thinks both colors will marry well with the grays and deep browns that currently play a strong role in contemporary color palettes. So when we see marry well, that means they'll just be a good fit together.
Right, they'll combine well together. And it's interesting that it would go with grays and deep browns. And the reason for that is because these grays and deep browns are already in the color palette that we see right now. That's the trend that is happening right now. So then we introduce this rose quartz and serenity. Would they go well with the gray? Would they go well with the brown? Well, Olsen thinks that they will. What does she go on to say there, Albert?
She says that mixing metals with these two colors will be fun. And, I mean, it's a good question, and I guess only time will tell, you know?
That's right, and perhaps we need to visit the High Point Market to see how well they're doing. Or maybe you'll see them coming at a local furniture store near you, or even some of your fashion outlets. Well, listeners, before today, perhaps you didn't know what the colors of the year were, but now as you look around you and everywhere you go, you'll see rose quartz and serenity and think, hey, I learned something new today. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's fashion article here from Advanced Radio, and I'm thankful for having my panelists on the show here today with me. And Albert, just before we go, how can our listeners stay in touch with us?
Well, I encourage everyone to go on our Facebook. We update that regularly. We have tons of new entry vocabulary words for you to learn. You can stay in touch with us. And I'm really interested in hearing from the audience whether they like either colors or which one they like better. So, you know, go on our Facebook and post like Team Rose Quartz or Team Serenity.
Right.
And stay in touch with us.
That would be great. And Serena, thank you for joining us today as well.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we hope you join us again soon for our next article here on Advanced Radio. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.